Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Garrett. Today is April 24, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1953, Winston Churchill is knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. In 1955, the Bandung Conference ends, with 29 non-aligned nations of Asia and Africa finish a meeting that condemns colonialism, racism, and the Cold War. In 1957, at the end of the Suez Crisis, the Suez Canal is reopened following the introduction of the United Nations EF peacekeepers to the region, or UNEF. In 1965, civil war breaks out in the Dominican Republic when Colonel Francisco Camayano overthrows the triumvirate that has been in power since the coup against Juan Bosch. In 1967, cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov dies in Soyuz 1, when his parachute fails to open. He is the first human to die during a space mission. In 1967, during the Vietnam War, American General William Westmoreland says in a news conference that the enemy had, quote, gained support in the United States that gives him hope that he can win politically that which he cannot win militarily, end quote. In 1968, Mauritius becomes a member state of the United Nations. In 1970, the first Chinese satellite, Dongfeng Hong 1, is launched. Also in 1970, Gambia becomes a republic within the Commonwealth of Nations with Dauda Jawara as the first president. In 1971, Soyuz 10 docks with Salyut 1. In 1980, 8 U.S. servicemen die in Operation Eagle Claw as they attempt to end the Iran hostage crisis. And on this day in 1990, the Hubble Space Telescope is launched from the Space Shuttle Discovery. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, April 24th. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.